Good morning. We're seeing Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Zayin. We're learning Siman Gimel, the halachos of Siddur Shlishis. So it says that a person, Bim Yudeya Shev Shelo Lech Lacher Mincha, Yispal Tzila Ay Matzibar Yochel Lacher Mincha, Bechen Rei Lo'olam Lechatkila Lechol Lacher Shispalo. The first preferred option of how to Mekayim Siddur Shlishis is after Mincha. This is for two reasons. There is the discussion which we had back by the halachos of Mincha, that Chazal limited a person eating meals before Mincha with the concern a person might get involved in the meal and forget to daven Mincha. Now, we're samech on the sheet of Tosis and the Rosh that the Isra is only a Suda Gedola and near Mincha Ketana. But there is an opinion of the Rif and the Rambam that even a Suda Ketana is also even Samach the Mincha Gedola, which means Mincha Gedola starts 6.5 hours of the day. Samach means a half an hour before. It means from Chatzos and onwards, a person cannot start even a Suda Ketana, according to the Rif and the Rambam. So we are Samach the Kula, Tzinesid Rabbanon, we're Samach the Kula and Tosis in the Rosh. But it would be preferred to avoid that and Dava Mincha first. But furthermore, Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Rizal says that the Suda Shlishis should be done after Mincha. So the Ramos says the minhag is to wait after Mincha. Kamokam imochol kadam shispalo yotze. If a person ate beforehand, he definitely will be yotze. He does not need to re-eat it. The person has no choice. His shuldav is Mincha Marav. They do not provide Suda Shlishis. He has to eat beforehand. So obviously he would do that. That's the only option that he has, and that's what he would do. But if a person has an option, a person should daven Mincha before Suda Shlishis. Now he moves on to the next point. If a person can't eat pas, what are the other options a person can use to be yotzei the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis? I just want to clarify one other point, or two other points in regards to the proper zman. So he said, it's discussed before, waiting till after, if it's nimshach after chatzos, you're mafsik the Suda. Really, the zman for Suda Shlishis is not chatzos, it's zman mincha gedola. Mincha gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos. It's a disagreement whether it means a half an hour of standard time or it means a half an hour based on what's known as Shos Zmanios, which are halachic hours of the day, dividing the daytime into 12 equal parts. But we can assume, many people can assume that the din of half hour is actually Shos Shabbos, a set amount of our 24-hour clock. So it's 30 minutes, it's a half an hour. So starting from a Mincha Gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos. And that's when the Zman of Suda Shlishis starts. So it does not start by Chatzos, it starts by the Zman of Mincha Gedola. Furthermore, at the other end of the spectrum, a person should make sure that they wash before Shkia. And furthermore, we mentioned back in the Din of Tosefes Shabbos, the opinion of the Taz, that even though one can be moisev on Shabbos beforehand, the Suda Shabbos itself has to be on the day of Shabbos itself. It has to be wait till the nighttime to be yotze the din of Suda Shabbos, which means preferably a person should eat a kazayas once it's already nighttime. So flipping it around over here, a person preferably should eat a kazayas before Shkia. When it's Vada Yom, Ichlu Hayom includes the time which is Vada, the day of Shabbos. So preferably a person should try to eat a kazayas of the pas, of the bread, before Shkia. So there he's Mekayim, the minimal amount of the Suda before Shkia. And once a person washed before Shkia, a person can continue to eat after Shkia as well. Okay, so that's on that end. I want to point out one other point in this regard. We mentioned that b'di'evad, if a person feels they cannot eat a kebeya or they don't have a kebeya available, they can be used as Suda Shlishis with a kazayas. Preferably, a person should eat more than a kebeya, but they can be used with a kazayas. It's an important point to remind. We discussed this in the halachos and the Tzil Sidayim for the Suda. There's a machlokes between the Gra and the Mechaber. What is the shear that a food that a person is going to eat, which is mechayiv him in the Netila, and therefore would be mechayiv in the Netila with a bracha. So according to the Gra, the Chiyuv Netilah starts with a kazayas. A person's eating kazayas of pas. They have to wash their hands and they would make a bracha. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the person is only chayiv to make a bracha if they plan to eat a kabeya. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the person is only planning to eat a kazayas, they cannot make a bracha. They're not chayiv in Netilah. Practically, we do Netilah. Arguably, we do Netilah even pachas b'kazayas. That seems to be a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah. We mentioned that as well. But we do not make a bracha unless a person is planning to eat a kabeya. So if a person is planning to eat very minimal shalshudas, there's not too much bread available or not too hungry, they should wash, but they should not make a bracha while until Sadaim, unless they're planning to eat a kabeya of pas. Okay, we have to clarify what's left with regards to what are the different types of foods one can use for shalshudas, at least in a bidyeva situation. And we'll see that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.